You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, I want to talk about the fact that OpenAI is currently turning their attention away from just artificial general intelligence and towards creating what they are dubbing as super intelligence. So this all comes from a recent blog post that Sam Altman made. I'm going to break down exactly what he said. I'll share some video clips. I'll share some articles at the blog. This is really, really fascinating. And my goal here is to help you understand what we're going to see, not just, you know, in the next 10 years in AI or whatever, where his kind of longest prediction is, but what he specifically said we're going to see in 2025. This is fascinating. Let's get into it. And before we kind of go into all of this OpenAI super intelligence talk, I wanted to say, if you've ever wanted to start your own side hustle or business online using AI tools, or you're trying to grow and scale your current business, I would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community, where we have over 300 members. And every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive piece of content that we put onto this school community, covering different ways that we're using AI to grow and scale our businesses and to make money. So Jamie and I this week just recently recorded an exclusive one all about how Jamie made $25,000 from an Amazon program this year, and how he's going to scale it up in 2025 this year with a new technique. This is really interesting, using some very interesting AI tools. So I would love to have you as a member. We normally have this, or I guess like a few weeks ago, we had this at $100 a month. We're doing a New Year's discount. So New Year's discount is $19 a month. If you've ever wanted to join, this is a great time to get in and get the $19 a month, and it'll never be raised on you. So link is in the description. Check it out. We'd love to have you. Let's talk about what's happening with OpenAI. The first thing I wanted to talk about is the fact that Sam Altman, he came out with this new blog post kind of outlining where OpenAI is today and where they think they'll be in the future. He said some really interesting things specifically. So the one other thing that I do think is interesting, this is not an OpenAI blog post. This is a Sam Altman blog post. It looks like, you know, it's made on something like WordPress. It's really, or I guess it's made on Posthaven. It's a really kind of ghetto looking, just plain text on a white background blog post. Pretty long. And, you know, it's had about 162,000 people read this blog post, because there are some really interesting things. And it's titled Reflections, and it's essentially going over everything that's happened, because this is kind of like the second birthday of ChatGPT that happened just a little over a month ago. And he's talking about where they, you know, where they started with OpenAI about 9 years ago, what they believed, you know, AGI was possible. That's why they're building this, and kind of where they are today. So one thing that I thought was really, really interesting with this blog post and kind of what's going on is that he said OpenAI, quote, knows how to build artificial general intelligence as the company has traditionally understood it, and they are beginning to turn their aim to, quote, super intelligence. He said, quote, we love our current products, but we're here for the glorious future. Super intelligent tools could massively accelerate scientific discovery and innovation, and well beyond what we're capable of doing on our own, and in turn massively increase abundance and prosperity. I mean, I think everyone in this group is excited about the abundance and prosperity side of this. I think for humanity, this is what we're excited about. But of course, there's so many interesting ways to unlock different side hustles, businesses, and make money with these tools. And so, of course, Jamie and I will keep you up to date on all of that in this podcast, so you're in the right place. One thing that's really interesting is that he previously has said that the super intelligence could be, quote, a few thousand days away, which, I mean, really is a nice way of saying like 9 or 10 years. But it's true. What he did say is that when it arrives, it will be, quote, more intense than people think. Okay, so what is going on with this? What exactly is he referring to? I want to talk a little bit about Microsoft's deal they have, because I have some really interesting, juicy news there. But first, I want to show you listen to a video of Sam Altman talking about where this is and what he plans on seeing in this year in 2025. So let's take a listen. Okay, so a lot being said there, but like, first of all, they essentially started this company because they believed that this was something that was achievable. Creating this artificial general intelligence was achievable. This is something that they would actually be able to accomplish. Really, really interesting kind of what's going on there. Now, this is what he says is coming this year. Okay, so of course, this sounds really exciting, but also like, what exactly are these systems? The interviewer is going to press him on this and he will break it down. Yeah, so this year, 2025, we should be expecting these kind of tools that can go out and that are agents that can go out and accomplish things for us. This is awesome. I mean, when I'm thinking about doing marketing for my companies or getting jobs done or starting new businesses, all sorts of different things, becoming new employees inside my company, these AI agents are absolutely critical. So I'm super, super excited about that. But like, other than, you know, agents, what exactly is AGI? I want to talk a little bit about what Sam Altman has recently said about this. So OpenAI has their own definition. They say that AGI is highly autonomous systems that outperform humans at most economically valuable work. So pretty much these agents that he's talking about coming this year, at the point that those agents are able to do and outperform humans at most tasks, they're going to consider that AGI. What's interesting is OpenAI and Microsoft, they obviously have a pretty close collaboration. They're a massive investor. And they have this definition or this deal that pretty much once OpenAI reaches AGI, Microsoft no longer gets access to the technology. They pretty much get cut off. What do they define it as? That definition is different. And that definition is a system that can generate at least $100 billion in profit. So that's kind of interesting. Microsoft seems like they're going to be around until they hit $100 billion in profit, which, to be fair, this year, OpenAI generated $3.7 billion in profit. So they're, you know, not quite there. They have some time to go. It seems like Microsoft is safe for the moment before they lose access to their technology. But like, when are they planning on hitting this? In another thing recently, I saw OpenAI was giving some of their projections. And apparently, they expect that their revenue next year, or I guess this year, 2025, is going to reach $11 billion. So they'll be 10% the way there. And they expect that they'll hit $100 billion by 2029. So in 4 years, we can essentially expect them to cut off Microsoft from their technology, or won't have access per se in about 4 years, because that's when they're predicting to hit this if they can do it. And what's interesting is that's going to actually be the annual sales of Nestle, a very old, very famous, big company. So $100 billion is absolutely amazing. And this would be absolutely fascinating to see OpenAI hit this. I think what's interesting is he said, you know, when these AI agents are joining the workforce, they're going to, quote, materially change the output of companies this year. So that's interesting. He said, we continue to believe that iteratively putting great tools in the hands of people leads to great broadly distributed outcomes. Okay, this is going to be all of us using these tools. I'm so excited. The last quote I wanted to read, he said, we're pretty confident in the next few years, everyone will see what we see, and that the need to act with great care while still maximizing broad benefit and empowerment is so important. Given the possibility of our work, OpenAI cannot be a normal company. How lucky and humbling it is to be able to play a role in this work. Okay, very exciting, big things happening. And Jamie and I will keep you up to date on all of this as we move towards artificial general intelligence and artificial super intelligence, which is pretty much the next big thing that OpenAI is focusing on and moving towards. So really, really exciting times. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, if you're interested in growing and scaling your business with AI tools, make sure to go check out the AI Hustle School community with tons of amazing videos on all sorts of topics that we create every single week, all sorts of exciting stuff. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.